In his address to a joint session of Congress last night, President Trump said he wanted to spend big on infrastructure.
I will be asking Congress to approve legislation that produces a $1 trillion investment in infrastructure of the United States, financed through both public and private capital, creating millions of new jobs.
But beyond that, the president offered few details. To discuss the president's speech and the future of his infrastructure plan, we're now joined by WNYC's Andrea Bernstein, who was in the studio with me this morning. Andrea, good morning.
Good morning.
And congressional correspondent John O'Connor by Skype. He's in Washington, D.C. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
Okay, Andrea, let's start with you. President Trump said last night that he wanted to spend $1 trillion on, quote, new roads, bridges, tunnels, airports, and railways gleaming across our beautiful land. Why is he making this a big talking point?
Kind of a nice image, huh?
Mm-hmm.
You might remember that on the night he was elected, Trump talked about spending money on infrastructure. And you can see why. It's a positive thing. It can be a bipartisan thing. It provides lunch bucket jobs for his base. And as Trump himself acknowledged earlier this week in kind of a roundabout way, it's also crucial.
You take a look at the Lincoln Tunnel and the Queens Midtown Tunnel, and you're driving and you see all this loose material that's heavy. You know, it was made many years ago, so it's heavy. Today it's light. Used to be better. The problem is you got to hold it up.
Now, for the record, there are no longer tiles in the Queens Midtown
right.
Tunnel. And of the 4.3 million tiles in the Lincoln Tunnel, none has fallen on a motorist in modern history. So those tunnels are okay. But there is a tunnel that is not okay. And that's the tunnel that both Amtrak and New Jersey Transit use for trains under the Hudson.
Mm-hmm.
According to Amtrak, that tunnel has a life of just 7 more years. A new tunnel is planned, the Gateway Tunnel, but it's barely on the boards and certainly isn't funded. And that is the problem. You may remember back in 2010, Republican Governor Chris Christie canceled, 2011, an earlier Trans-Hudson Tunnel, setting off a wave of Republicans in state houses and Congress declining to fund infrastructure. So that is the environment that President Trump is walking into. Republicans don't want to spend the money.
There was initial optimism, though, about Trump's plans, right?
Yeah. At first, Senator Chuck Schumer praised them. Even Bernie Sanders praised those plans. The Commerce Secretary, Wilbur Ross, is a New Yorker. Two other New York real estate developers were put in charge of developing ideas. But I have spoken to a dozen interested parties, government officials, people who believe who build infrastructure, academics, none of them can figure out how Trump could really do this. They say they don't even know who would do it. Beyond the cabinet secretaries, the deputies haven't been appointed. There's confusions about lines of authorities between the agency and the White House. And last night, the White House didn't help much in explaining how it would do this. It issued a statement saying, here's our plan. The plan was bullet point number one, spend $1 trillion. Three bullet points, we're going to build pipelines, and a fourth on environmental regulations, getting rid of them. And then there's the financing
problem.
Of course,
how are you going to pay for it, right?
Right, exactly. So one idea is to use giant tax credits. The problem is that the congressional Republicans want to spend that money on tax cuts. Another idea is to use so-called public-private partnerships, but that could mean tolling things like bridges and highways. Very unpopular. And the third option, spending public money. You've had 8 years of the Tea Party and the GOP saying that's a terrible idea. So even though Paul Ryan stood up and cheered for infrastructure last night, mm-hmm. he has been on the record over and over saying he doesn't want to spend the money.
Okay, so that brings us to Congress. John O'Connor in Washington, what are you hearing from congressional leaders?
Well, as Andrea said, it is a huge lift. For some comparison, if you remember, President Obama's stimulus bill was $787 billion, and about one-third of that was tax cuts. Every House Republican voted against the bill in 2009, and Republicans criticized the stimulus bill for years. Polls show that infrastructure is popular with voters. It's popular with members of Congress, too. Republican House Appropriations Chairman Rodney Frelinghuysen of New Jersey and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer of New York both want a new Hudson River train tunnel. But we've heard concerns from fiscal conservatives, and we haven't even seen the bill yet.
Mm-hmm.
House Speaker Paul Ryan said that the infrastructure bill will have to wait until later in the year, and that's possibly a sign that he's not as interested in a big spending bill as Trump is. Republican aides say they don't know when they expect to see Trump's infrastructure bill. Senate Democrats released their own plan a few weeks ago that emphasized public utilities like replacing contaminated water lines and repairing mass transit. And Democrats say they'll oppose an infrastructure bill designed to make money for Wall Street investors. The details of Trump's bill will determine whether those two factions, Democrats and fiscally conservative Republicans, can support a bill. If they vote against a bill, even if it's for different reasons, they could stop it in the House. And in the Senate, the party split is even closer.
So, John, if we get a bill, how soon could Congress take up an infrastructure bill on its own?
Well, there's a long list of items ahead of it. Republicans are still trying to come up with a plan to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act, and we have no idea how long that could take. The federal spending bill runs out in April, so the House and Senate will have to spend a few weeks on the budget. And if you remember the debt ceiling, well, the federal government won't be able to borrow any more money by mid-March. So Congress has to do something about that by the summer.
Mm-hmm.
The Senate has a Supreme Court vacancy, and Paul Ryan says the House needs to pass a big tax reform bill first, maybe in order to pay for some of the infrastructure bill. So if all of those things have to happen, Congress might not be able to take up the infrastructure bill until the fall. And Republicans and Democrats say they're hearing the bill may be held until next year. That's an election year. To put a little more pressure on Democrats to support it.
So, Andrea, no new tunnel then under the Hudson?
Well, Jared Kushner, Trump's son-in-law and one of his trusted advisors, who grew up in New Jersey, is very much for that tunnel. And then there is some federal money that the White House could tap if it wants to get creative. So there is that. But even if the White House could overcome all of these obstacles that we've been talking about and could get something through Congress, Trump's son-in-law, his family, and his commerce secretary could have huge multi-billion dollar conflicts of interest. So once again, we don't have the president's tax returns, mm-hmm. so it's hard to say exactly how that would play out. But even if the plan passes, there's a whole sticky wicket of conflicts that could delay it even further.
Okay, well, you'll be watching. WMYC's Andrea Bernstein here in the studio with me, John O'Connor in Washington. Thanks to both of you.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.